Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tabry gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful morning. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verses 11 through 17, we will find these words. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempests and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all of your walls of precious stones. All of your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. The weapons referred to here are weapons of mass spiritual destruction. These were built to inflict damage or harm to God's people, to God's house, and your Christian way of living. These weapons are used to maximize the amount of damage that one person can inflict upon another. The weapons referred to here are not meant for self-defense, but for destruction. These weapons may be understood to include anything used to gain a strategic, material, or mental advantage over God's people. But we praise God because throughout the Bible, God has turned battles around. He is a turnaround God, a God of second chances. He will turn things around for you. Remember, he met Joshua before the Battle of Jericho, and he advised Moses from a burning bush on the backside of the desert. God marched in battle before David on the top of the mulberry trees, and God caused enemies to turn on each other in the heat of battle. God caused your enemies to fall into the very pits they dig for you, and he has opened doorways of escape where none existed. God has broken chains of bondage. He has prepared tables in the presence of your enemies. God has caused weapons built for your destruction to be used to destroy the one who built it. He has caused weapons gathered for the destruction of God's people to be used for the protection of God's people. Remember the reference in the book of Esther? God has turned curses to blessings, and schemes of destruction to pathways of promotion. God has broken the power of crippling and debilitating thought and changed it to empowering and liberating beliefs and convictions. The devil takes ordinary life experiences, everyday interactions, and repurpose and enhance and convert them to become weaponized against you. He uses them to steal, kill, and destroy who you are. the devil retools and reinvents words and events and conditions and circumstances as a means of opposing one person against another. He amplifies and magnifies the smallest incidents to full-blown weapons of warfare. Have you ever asked yourself, where did someone get that anger, or where did that rage come from? Because you never saw it coming. But God sees you, and God sees everything. He knows what you are going through. In this 54th chapter of Isaiah, in verse 11, God calls you the afflicted one, the suffering one. But the Bible said he knows you are tempest and storm-tossed. Remember when Jesus saw the disciples on the open storm-driven sea struggling to row to the other side? Jesus knew they were distressed and worried. And when we find ourselves in that condition, there is no human being on the face of this earth that can comfort us. When your soul or your spirit is tempest or storm-tossed or unsettled, there's no relationship, there's no drug, there's no food, there's no shopping center in the world that will give you peace of mind and comfort of spirit. In Isaiah 54:11, the prophet said, "O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all of your walls of precious stones." God knows when the devil is forming a weapon against you. God didn't say a weapon would never be formed against you. What the Bible said is, if a weapon is formed against you, it shall not prosper or succeed. And then the Bible said, "I will lay your stones with colorful gems," in verse 11. This language can be a little misleading, but the original language means God has a special bonding agent, like a special cement, and it looks like colorful gems, and he will use it to lay again the pieces of your life, brick by brick, stone by stone, mistake by mistake, relationship by relationship, job by job, house by house. God is working to restore and relay the stones of your life again. In this passage, God named four things that he is going to lay or restore for us again. These are the places where you failed the last time the storm struck your life. God said he's going to lay again your foundations, your pinnacles, your gates, and then he said all of your walls. With your foundations, the psalmist said in 11:3, Psalms 11:3, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Any weapon that shakes your foundation is a destructive weapon." When your foundation is damaged, your life is damaged. The Bible said God will relay or rebuild your foundations. Only God can rebuild a foundation already under a building or already in place in your life. Many houses in my neighborhood are being raised 4 to 8 feet because of water damage from Hurricane Sandy. The house must be lifted, the old foundation must be demolished, and a new, higher, and stronger foundation rebuilt under that house, and then the house is lowered back down on that foundation. And every time I see one of these houses, I think to myself, if man can do that to an old house, just think what God can do in your life. Let the foundation of your life be rebuilt and rest on the solid rock of Christ's teachings, so that when the rains descend and the floods come, as they surely will, and the winds blow and beat upon your house, it will not fail because it was founded upon a rock, and that rock is Jesus, according to Matthew 7:24. The second area of your life God can rebuild are the pinnacles of your life. The pinnacles are the highest point or structure of a building, or it may be the highest point in your life. Isaiah 54 and 12 tells us, I will make your pinnacles of rubies. Many times we think our low points in life needs the most repairs. But when we are at the lowest point in our lives, we are always calling on the name of Jesus. We stay on our knees, praying prayers like, Lord, if you deliver me out of this, I will forever serve you. Or sometimes we say things like, Lord, I am never going to do that thing again. But as soon as you reach that high point in your life, you don't have time for Jesus or anyone else. And self-destruction, self-sabotage sits in, and then you can't handle the blessing that God has laid upon your life. But God will make your high points of rubies, a thing of strength and a thing of beauty, covered by the blood of Jesus. The third and fourth thing that God said that he would surely rebuild in your life is he said, I will rebuild your gates of crystal and all of your high walls of precious stones. Proverbs 25 and 28 tells us, whoever has no rule over his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. What would happen if no one knew where the property boundaries were located in this city, or in your neighborhood, or in your town? One of the results of dysfunctional or abusive relationships is the violation of personal boundaries or personal walls. Walls or boundaries must be developed and established in every relationship. Personal boundaries are similar to physical boundaries. They tell us who owns the land, who is responsible for it, and where the property begins and where the property ends. Personal boundaries or walls tell us what is yours and what is not yours, what you are responsible for and what you are not responsible for, what choices are mine and what I am free to control and not to control. Your walls help you to keep the good things in and the bad things out. And your walls represent that boundary that stands between the body and the soul. Without the walls and gates of personal boundaries, the spirit will continually be affected by outside influences. When boundaries do not exist, or when confused, a person's life becomes unmanageable. In biblical times, this was demonstrated when a city's walls and gates had been destroyed, like Jerusalem when King Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Jerusalem. The city, like your life, becomes utterly defenseless, powerless, completely vulnerable. But God knows how to defuse and defeat weapons designed to destroy your walls and your gates. In Isaiah 54, 14, God said, in righteousness you shall be established. Not just any rightness, but God's rightness. Rightness or righteousness created by God, given to you as a free gift, whereby you can be saved forever. Remember, Paul said in Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus to all and on all who believe. Paul further writes in Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, I love the fifth chapter of Romans because I call it the much more chapter, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. You notice what the Bible said? The Bible said you will reign in life. To reign means you will have control, you will rule, and you will lead. You will have the supremacy in life. The righteousness of God grants you the power to reign in this life and the world to come. Furthermore, in Romans 5:18, the Bible says, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. When God restores your foundation and walls and gates, He empowers you with His righteousness and grants you justification. In other words, He makes you just, moral, or just as if you had not sinned. The Bible says in Romans 5:19, "For as by one man's disobedience, that's Adam, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, that's Jesus, many will be made righteous." So when the prophet proclaimed in Isaiah 54:14, "In righteousness you shall be established," the time is now. Now is the time when you are established in righteousness, and that is namely the righteousness of God. And now, as we continue reading the remainder of the verse in Isaiah, the Bible said, "You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you." You may say, "Oh, that sounds good, Pastor Tapper, but what about here and now? What about today?" You may be saying, "People are forming weapons against me right now, today. I hear them every day. I see them planning, and I see them plotting against me." I say to you emphatically, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against you to eat up your flesh, your enemies and your foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against you, your heart shall not fear. For the Lord your God is your sun and your shield. The Lord will give grace and mercy, and no good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly." King David said in the Psalms, "The Lord is on my side. You will not fear. What can man do to me?" The prophet Jeremiah wrote, "For they fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, saith the Lord, to deliver you." Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you out of my hand. You are of God, little children, and have already overcome, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." The prophet Isaiah says further, "When the enemy shall come upon you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." God is not going to take you this far and leave you. God is not like your so-called friends. He's not like your ex-husband or your ex-wife. Our God is closer than a brother. But you say, "Pastor Tapper, I see the blacksmith working with the iron. He is creating weapons against me. He is hammering and forging a terrible weapon against me. He is bending and cutting horrible weapons to use against me, Lord. What can I do?" And God says to you, "Stop worrying and have faith in God, O you of little faith." You say, "Well, I see slander and insults being formed against me. I see fears and doubts being forged against me. I see the disappointment growing in my soul. I see the separation and loneliness taking shape in the fire. I see deception and I see robbery coming towards me." Stop right there and let me tell you something. The enemy, that man or that woman who is blowing the coals and the fires to create that weapon against you, God says, "I created him, I created her." That one who is hammering out instruments of destruction against you and your family, God says, "I created him too. I also created the destroyers and the spoilers." And I say to you, Since God made those who destroy, since God made the spoilers, God says, I have also made the weapons of destructions. And I am here to tell you today that the weapons that is being formed against you is not going to work on you. God said, I have fixed the weapons, that it's not going to work on you. He said, I created those weapons to not to prosper or to succeed against you. He said, I've fixed it. I've designed it to be useless on you. Those weapons may work on someone else, but God said, I've rendered them unusable on you. They're too dull to cut you, too flimsy to stab you, too feeble to hurt you. They are too pathetic to even upset you. God says to that man or woman who's trying to destroy you that they are too miserable to make you depressed any longer. And further, God says that every tongue that rise against you in judgment, God said, is not going to work. Everyone who took you to court, everyone who tried to embarrass or insult you and tried to destroy you, God says, guess what? The fix is in. It's not going to work. In Isaiah 54 and 16, the Bible says, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals and the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. The Bible says further in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the inheritance. This is the heritage of the servants of God. And their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. That's right. Your weapons are worthless, meaningless, and insignificant against the righteousness of God. And God says, now it's time for you to get beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that now you can be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. God bless you today. My prayer for you today is that you seek the Lord daily and learn to feast upon him so that you may live forever. I am Pastor Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. The zip code is 11369. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported program and is made possible by your financial gifts and free will offerings. If this program has encouraged you or blessed your life, then become a Kingdom Partner by donating to this ministry every month. Call or donate online today so that people everywhere will be blessed by the good news of God's Word. I want you to know that I listen to every message, read and pray over every email and letter that comes into my office and website. I also would like to invite you to come and worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. at the New Covenant Church of God. Or you can learn more about Healing Hearts Ministries at healingheartsnyc.org. Or you can call us at 917-935-5374. Until next time, this is Pastor Tapper saying, a man or a woman who never gives up cannot be defeated.
You have been listening to Pastor Isaac Tapper and Healing Hearts Ministry, brought to you from the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York, 11369. Join us on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for more Word and Worship, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical answers for today's difficult problems. Healing Hearts is a listener-supported ministry, and we appreciate your financial support. If you would like to support this ministry or obtain a copy of today's entire program, call us at 917-935-5374. 5374 or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Join Pastor Tapper next week at the same time for more Healing Hearts, and may God's love continue to restore your life.